dog. Apple pie. Apple Honda. And cricket. Stand up for the Sri Lanka national anthem. As cricket. The championships. The World Cup of cricket comes to Long Island thanks to our own leader, Bruce Blakeman. Wow. Get ready. Sri Lanka, who is the Oakland A's. They are the Oakland A's of cricket. That's exactly what they are. They won championships in the 90s. And then you also got to be excited for India against Pakistan. It's like the Yankees and the Red Sox. And the Indian team has the god of cricket, Sachin Tendulkar. This guy is the Babe Ruth of cricket. Get to know your cricket, Jay. Hit a six, not a two. And then you got West India. You got the Bangladesh, Australia, England, Canada. You got competition out there. But I'm all about Sri Lanka. Opening day, June 3rd. Right here in beautiful Long Island. Eisenhower.
Wow.
Cricket, you know, baby.
You
America's game. Opening day. You got hot dogs, apple pie, apple Honda, and cricket.
Yeah. Get your season tickets starting in June.
Yeah.
And they're building a special stadium over there. What is that, an Eisenhower Park? Is that where it is?
That is.
There you go.
That, baby.
Yeah, listen, only you can reference the Sri Lanka national anthem. That's well done. It really is. That's well done. Tremendous job.
Stand up, Jay. Stand up.
I am standing up.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I am actually, Jay, you'll be proud of me. I have my opening day ticket.
No doubt you will be front and center in one of those crazy colored shirts. I can just see you right now. Those aviator sunglasses, the green and yellow shirt, and everything else.
Yes. But there is truth to what I just said, Jay, about Sri Lanka being the Oakland A's. Sri Lanka was winning championships in the 90s. And India, who is like the Yankees, think about India like the Yankees. They have spent a ton of money on cricket. And they have become the Yankees of cricket. But their rivals are like the Red Sox. That's Pakistan. And these two countries really have hatred for each other to begin with, and the rivalry in cricket is just on a very high level. You're not going to believe this, but I heard that there's a 2 million people waiting list for tickets for that India-Pakistan game.
Is that right?
And the numbers are through the roof to get in there for that particular game. But I am all about Sri Lanka. See, I am all about Sri Lanka. We have a family friend who is very, very big in Sri Lanka. His name is Tamash. I won't give his last name, but the Tamash family is one of the great families of Sri Lanka, and they are also very, very much involved in the cricket industry in Sri Lanka. And they actually hosted my son, which I'm going to send you a picture of. And the one thing that when my son Joshua went to Sri Lanka is that they took him all around. And my son calls me up from Sri Lanka and goes, "Dad, I think I could be a great professional cricket player." Could you imagine Josh playing cricket? That all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and this is many years back, the truth of the matter is, I didn't even know what cricket was. And you know what? I am going opening day with my son Josh and Tamash and his family to cricket, to root on Sri Lanka, baby!
There you go.
The Oakland A's.
Hey, listen.
Cricket.
You know, if they need a play-by-play guy, I'd be interested. Maybe you could... No, listen.
You would be great.
A little cricket play-by-play right here on LI News Radio.
There you go. There you go.
We got
to go to the Yankees-Mets, right? Now you go from such a high to such a, are you really excited about opening day today? I mean, this is still America, and still America's game is baseball. Baseball, yeah. Jay.
Wow. You know, I had Rick Cerrone on the other day, Steve, the editor of Baseball Digest. I was even saying, I can't. There's a little bit of electricity missing for me here. The opening of the baseball season. I may be at around 3:45 this afternoon. You know, my juices will be flown because the Yanks and Astros will first pitch it at 4:10. Maybe the excitement will set in, but I don't know. This off season and everything going on, I have not been as engaged as years past. What about you?
You know, I feel the same way. I really do. And maybe a lot of it, you know, baseball is always the great cure.
Yeah.
You know, with everything that's going on in the world, you know, and all this crazy, crazy stuff on such a high level, you know, everything from, you know, everything that's going on in the world, which is not good internationally. And then you think about another rematch of Trump-Biden, which, believe me, no one could be happy with that. You know, it makes you say, oh my God, thank God for baseball. This is where baseball comes in. Baseball is the cure. And you know what, Jay? I think that people at some point really do need to get back into baseball, where baseball is going to save,
well,
but it just doesn't feel the same.
You know,
and the Yankees and the Mets together this year, I think you know, the great Cerrone said it correctly, third and fourth place, you know, for each other. And, you know what, Jay? It doesn't feel the same. It really doesn't.
It doesn't, but you make a good point. I think, you know, the diversion, we need that diversion. There's no question. We need it. I mean, after... A day of news as all that we have been fed on a daily basis, you know, you need a little something to get away from all of this, a little something. You know, we'll see what happens. And, you know, I don't believe in third, fourth place. It's so hard to predict. You know, you can't predict anything in sports. Who knows? Who knows what goes on? Yankees could win the World Series. The Mets could make the playoffs. Nobody's declared the Mets to be a playoff team, but you never know. You got to let things play out. That's the beauty of sports, right? The unpredictable.
Well, let the Gotham Grinch be your conscience, Jay. Let the Gotham Grinch of New York sports be your conscience, okay? Cole is hurt. Your main pitcher is hurt already. According to the great Jay Oliver, he's scared that he might not even come back this year. And so am I, by the way. And that would be just a death blow to your beloved New York Yankees.
Yeah.
I will say this. The Oakland A's are very healthy this year. Very healthy.
Young
kids coming up, young people, young fans, everyone.
When are they
on
going
that
to Vegas,
last mission to keep Oakland in Oakland, you know, save Oakland. You know, that type of thing. Does Oakland become the surprise team of baseball this year? Because even Cerrone said it right. You know, Cerrone did say this completely correct. He said there's always going to be that surprise team. There's always, that's what makes baseball first day of the year exciting. Because if you're a Pittsburgh Pirate fan, a Cincinnati Red fan, a Marlin fan, a Phillies fan, or a Dodgers fan, you know, a Padres fan. Mm. Everyone is starting off 0-0 for this is a marathon run. That's what baseball is. You know, but Cerrone made a comment. He said some teams go out at 1-10 and basically their season is over. They just can't rebound.
Yeah.
And some team goes out 10-1 and they're just coast. So like every game does mean something. So I'm gonna take Cerrone's comments and I'm gonna dream them a little bit and say it all comes down to opening day. Whoever gets off to that 1-0 start, boy, do they have their heads up.
They got a chance.
They really have a chance. That's the beauty of this year in baseball, because everybody, you know,
Everyone is rooting against the L.A. Dodgers this year. How could you root for them? They went and bought everything. They're acting like George Steinbrenner on steroids. Okay? They just went out there and they got everybody. I mean, if anyone ever won an offseason, it would be this year.
$1.35 billion.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden there's you're starting to get a little cracks in the in what looks so good, you know.
Well, let's get into that.
Going to be up against the gambling thing.
What's your take on Ohtani?
I hate it. You see, I hate it because the story is rotten either way. You know, if he had nothing to do with it and he got robbed, it's an ugly story because how does that happen? You know, how does that happen? You know, how do you not notice? You're with this guy all the time. You know, this guy is like, he's like the hired buddy. You know, not only is he an interpreter, okay, he's your hired buddy, he's your trustee, he's your confidant. Either way, it's an ugly story, even if he had nothing to do with it. It's ugly, it takes away from his legacy, it takes away from, you know, Dodger brilliance, it takes away from baseball. It really does, in an ugly way, when, again, we're looking for something good to get behind. Now, all of a sudden, I'm looking at this, and I'm a big Ohtani guy, and I'm sitting there going, wow, this is going to be a stain on him, however this gets resolved. It's just something that's always going to be there, you know, because no one's going to believe it, even if it comes out one way, that he didn't just, like, buy off this guy, and even if this guy has to go to jail for a few years, you know, whatever's going to happen, I just think this is like a conspiracy. The Kennedy conspiracy theory here is always going to be there, and it's going to hurt him going forward. And by the way, it's going to hurt the whole organization. The Dodgers betted on this guy completely. I mean, they have put a zillion dollars into this. And this is the way they get repaid before they even get to day one?
You know, listen, I think people will remember the Pete Rose situation. I think it hurts the game more than anything else as we jump around to conclusions. I think we got to sit and wait with this investigation and see if Shohei is exonerated. But I think there's visions of back when. You know, Pete Rose betting on the game, betting on his team, himself, or whatever. That's, to me, a tricky area that you never want to get into in the world of sports. We saw it in the NBA with Tim Donaghy way back. We read a little bit about the troubled NBA and Jontae Porter with the possibilities there and prop bets. The one thing you never want to see as a fan is the alteration of the game based within. That is when you lose me. And I think that's when you lose the fan base. That is a dangerous slippery slope, Steve. A very dangerous slippery slope.
100% well said. You remember, I think I texted you over the weekend how Mexico beat the Yankees 2 games. And it was like an exhibition kind of a series, and it was like goodwill and all this other good stuff. But, you know, people don't realize that the guy that Mexico had pitching was Trevor Bauer, was the L.A. Dodger big sign years back, the pitcher. And before he could even get started with the Dodgers, okay, he got accused of rape and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And, the truth, I don't know. No one's ever really figured out what the truth was. Regardless of how this story ended, it really never ended. And it's something that's going to be like a curse on him, but it's also a curse on the Dodgers, because they really got hurt because he was going to be their ace for the next, 10 years, 10, 12 years. They signed them big, big money, and it became like a mess.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you look at baseball on a whole, and You know, I caught a little bit of that Mexico Yankee. They were so excited. Baseball was so exciting. I mean, that was really exciting in Mexico. They were. They had this crazy band playing behind almost every pitch. It was like. Yeah, you ever go to like a college football game where why is college football better than the pros? Because it's the band. It's the kids. It's the excitement. It's the enthusiasm. It's the energy. Well, that you know, throughout. You know, baseball, you know, preseason, the Cactus League, the this league, you know, all this stuff. There's been no excitement, nothing. I put this on. It was like Game 7 of the World Series. It was unbelievable. It really was great, great stuff, getting you a little bit pumped going into the season.
And Robbie Cano with a home run there.
Yes, yes, right? Right, I ragged you a little and said, "Listen, you know your season's done. You lost 2 to Mexico. But if you watch the game, okay, if you know America's game, right? You send your beloved Yankees. You know Mexico was so happy that it was like a dream. I heard the Mexican reps who helped bring the Yankees there were like almost crying that the Yankees made it to Mexico. It made everything so right. That's the royalty of the great Yankees. I mean, that was like Field of Dreams in Mexico. It really was great, Jay. I mean, if you want to get pumped up for something, you know what? I hope that you caught an inning or two of this.
You know, but I didn't. You would. I got to be honest with you. And again, you know, my juice for baseball so far has been lacking. I didn't see a lot of spring training games. You know, I follow them, obviously. I follow my team. The Gerrit Cole thing stings. Aaron Judge, I'm on pins and needles to stay healthy. Giancarlo lost a lot of weight, a lot of muscle. He seems to be in better shape baseball-wise. You know, we'll see what happens. Carlos Rodon lost some weight, seems to be on track of maybe a couple of seasons ago when he had a nice one with the Giants, which equated to a nice contract with the Yankees. But I did not watch any of that stuff down in Mexico City. You know, like I said, 3:45 this afternoon, 25 minutes before first pitch, is maybe when the interest blossoms. So far, not the case. Now, let me ask you something. You're a Big Islander fan. What's going on with this team? What happened to this team?
You know, they're old and slow.
Yep.
They're old and slow. That's they haven't been the same when they lost that. They were in the Eastern Finals against Tampa, and they lost Game 7 by one goal. And whoever was going to win that was going to win the Stanley Cup because the Canadians came out, and they were a very soft team. And Tampa Bay Lightning went and swept the Montreal Canadiens. Now, right after that game, the Islanders made the big Patrick Ewing, Nick mistake. Not to trade Patrick Ewing when he was on top of his game. They could have saved 10 bad years. They could have gotten a boatload, coming back the other way. The Islanders made that mistake. They fell in love with their old guys, whether it be the Matt Martins, that fourth line is just was so great. They were so great, you know, and they would come out and they would actually start the game during that run with the fourth line, the Clutterbucks, they had excitement. It was like the Hanson brothers, if you ever watched Slapshot. You know, they would come out there and just start hitting. The crowd would go crazy. It was just Islander excitement. There was no doubt in anyone's mind that the Islanders were going to win some Stanley Cups. They were going to, you know. And that 1-0 loss to Tampa, and that game could have gone either way, okay? It's amazing because Tampa went on. I think they won around two or three Stanley Cups during that
two in a row, yeah, two in a row,
right?
Two in a
row. And it's just as simple as that. They never rebounded from that moment. And you know, I'm a big Uncle Lou Lamoriello, the GM. You know, I'm a big fan of his. I love him. I think they're in good hands. I don't think that they should panic. I think they also got hurt when the Vegas Golden Knights came in, and the Seattle Kraken came in, and all these teams came in and started taking players off their roster.
But
the Islanders got hurt. The Islanders really got hurt during.
Right, they lost. They lost Bailey. I think it was Bailey.
They lost. They lost that fast guy, Bolivier. They lost speed. That's what they lost. They lost speed. If you watch the Islanders play, they look slow and old. They do.
Yes.
You know, and then Barzal, who is great. I mean, this kid is he really is great. He seems like to me.
He can't do it alone, though. That's
yeah, and then come the third period, he looks like he's taking a bunch of hits. Yeah. He just doesn't look the same that when the game.
Listen, I agree
starts.
With your assessment. I think it's a really good assessment of how you laid it out after that Tampa game. The problem with Lamoriello, and listen, we all love Lou. Lou's great. Lou's a Hall of Famer. The problem is, though, he's been stuck in the mud as far as really getting some deals that make a difference. The problem's always been the scoring. Outside of Barzal, little Brock Nelson, and now, you know, Bo Horvat's having a great year. That was a really good acquisition. The problem is you don't have any depth on this team. You got a lot of old guys. You mentioned, you know, the identity line with Cizikas, Clutterbuck, Matt Martin. You know, these are good players, nice players. But the problem is you need youth. If you look around the league at the great teams, they've got speed. They've got size. You got these European 19-year-olds that are lights out. The Islanders don't have any of that stuff. And that is a problem. Maybe we'll see some change in the offseason. I can't imagine them going to training camp in September with this same old squad again. There's just no way you can do that. No way.
Right. Right.
So I think they're going to strip it down. We'll see what happens. Final thought, my friend.
All right. We always do World Series picks. I am going to leave this amazing, amazing show. I have some predictions. Our great Nassau County leader, Bruce Blakeman, is going to be the new commissioner of cricket. I think he's got a new job. He did a great job bringing it here. I wish he would get some tickets for the real Long Island fans out here. So my quick message is to him to do that, and also be nice to the people that build things here in Long Island. I think that they dropped the ball a little bit there. That's my only criticism of that. Meaning, like some unions that were supposedly supposed to be involved in building the new stadium over there. So I got to give some criticism to him on that. But other than that, great job. Can't wait to be there. I'm going to be seeking out the great Bruce Blakeman, who's doing a great job, by the way, for Nassau County. And I'm going to give him a hug at cricket. That's my goal, to find him. Now, my World Series pick.
Here
we go.
Quick.
San Francisco Giants, Seattle Mariners. Yours.
Oh, come on. The San Francisco Giants. Seattle
Get pumped.
You know, I'm gonna go the Orioles. I think they learned a lesson. We got new ownership there. I think they grew as a squad at a very young age. I think they break down the wall. And I think they will get by and represent the American League and in the National League. I think it'll be the Dodgers. I think they finally break through. I mean, how can they not? They got everything going outside of a little defense. There, a little some defense you got to watch for. Some interesting situations there defensively. I'm not thrilled about, but I think you're going to see Orioles, Dodgers, World Series, a replica of the mid '60s when they met in the Fall Classic. So I'm going with that pick, my friend. Orioles.
Wow.
And the
wow. Play ball. Play ball.
Great having you, as always. Always look forward to your take. Well done on the Sri Lanka stuff, I got to tell you. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Steve will be with us tomorrow on the Smart Guys Hour. We appreciate that.
All right. See you tomorrow, Jay.